From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Britain have imposed new restrictions on carry-on electronic devices on aircraft on flights from certain airports in the Middle East and Africa. Those airports include Cairo, Istanbul, Kuwait City, Doha, Casablanca, Amman, Riyadh and Jeddah, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Deakin University analyst Greg Barton said it may be linked to a bomb that nearly brought down an aircraft on a flight from Somalia a year ago.
Presumably also linked to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and its series of attempts for attacks, including the Richard Reid shoe bomber attack, the 2009 flight into Detroit in which a young Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had a device packed around his upper thigh, a so-called underwear bomb.
Passengers will not be allowed to bring into the main cabin devices larger than a mobile phone. Among the banned devices, tablets, portable DVDs, laptops, and cameras. They'll have to be checked. Travel analyst Henry Hartfeld of Atmosphere Research Group said this has been tried before.
Terrorists may have thought of taking airline A, but this ban will simply make them take airline B. Terrorists don't care about frequent flyer miles. That's not their objective. They're out there to do harm, and my concern is that this isn't really addressing the problem.
The new restriction comes as the Trump administration seeks to implement a temporary ban on people traveling from six mostly Muslim countries until proper screening procedures can be put in place. Two executive orders by the president have been challenged in court. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has condemned a series of attacks in the country, including Monday's assault on Zaki Biam in central Benue State that killed at least 17 people at a marketplace linked to the long-running conflict between nomadic Fulani herders and local farmers over grazing rights. This is VOA News.